thoughts on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last.
Just hello, Free Flyer listeners. This is Dr. Maria Salas, practicing chiropractor here in downtown Redding, California. And I just want to thank Bob for coming in on such a beautiful Sunday here to help us pre-record the show that will be airing Saturday, September 1st from 10 to 11 on the Positively Healthy Show. Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure, Maria.
So today we, you know, Bob, you and I don't really know each other that well. So I'm going to just kind of share with you about my office a little bit. My practice is called Healthwise Chiropractic here in Redding, California. And we've actually adopted what I call a Become Healthwise lifestyle. For patients, friends, and coworkers, they are always asking, how can I feel better? How can I look better? And how can I act better? And to help us answer some of the questions, we actually live by this sort of vision in my office. And the vision is to help educate around healthy nutrition, healthy rest, relaxation, healthy exercise, healthy mental attitude, and a healthy nerve supply, basically increased brain function. So not only do I help teach a well-rounded lifestyle in my office, but I invite other health experts in their various fields to illustrate their healthy lifestyle as well. And today, I thought who better to come and have fun co-hosting with me today. She is a total heroine of mine. She is a national best-selling author, holds her degree in psychology, is a totally fun mama, and a wife of a chiropractor. She cooks home-cooked meals almost like every day, which is totally awesome in my book. She is a co-owner of health and lifestyle business of her own, and so much more. My co-host today, I affectionately call her Miss Dairyville.
Oh, gosh.
Helping people around the world. She's a paleo guru. Sarah Fragoso, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be hanging out with you because you're like my sister on top of being one of my heroines as well. So I'm really, really glad to be here. Thank you.
So she is going to be helping us on the Positively Healthy Show today. And so this is what we're going to do, Sarah. We are going to talk about the new book.
Okay.
That's coming out in a few days. We're all so excited, and which I was lucky to be at your house the other day
right.
and get one, and I was flipping through the pages, and my mouth was just watering, and it's beautiful, and, like, I was magically hoping that you would, like, you know, like, pop something
just
would be prepared
food.
Yeah.
Like, bam, here you go.
Yeah, I was, like, wishing that would happen, but,
that's
you know.
How it happens. It's just this magical occurrence. I now have this wand that I wave, and forget hours of slaving away in the kitchen. It's kind of like that, though, which is why I wrote the second book.
Yeah,
you almost
easy,
need that, right?
Yeah,
right.
The easy button. So
yes.
We're going to also be talking about EP Life Fit. What else? We have two callers coming in today,
mm-hmm.
calling in today. So I know, you know, since you're my co-host, you're going to have a lot of questions for them. So,
yes.
First, why don't you answer one first question before we go? I do have to do some shout-outs here in a little bit. But when, what is the title of your book coming out in the next few days, and what date is it actually?
So my new book is the Everyday Paleo Family Cookbook, Real Food for Real Life. And it is scheduled to be released September 4th. So we do have a few pre-release copies floating around. So you are one of the very few who has seen it for the first time. But September 4th, it's available on in all bookstores, Barnes & Noble, on Amazon, in some select Costcos, which I'll be announcing where those Costcos will be, and pre-order now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so you'll get it right when it releases.
Okay, wonderful. And, man, it's a beautiful cover. I love it. I think
Thank
what
you.
I'm going to do is just kind of to tantalize everyone. I'm going to take a picture today. I know we're not airing till the 1st. But I am going to get, you know, you guys, like, pre-prepared to the beautiful cover, the beautiful Sarah, and the beautiful pictures on the side with Jaden. I see eating his, I think, carrots. I'm
carrot.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, carrot french fries.
Carrot french fries, yummers.
Right.
Okay, so today I want to just let you guys know we're going to have a fun day. We've got a lot to talk about, and please stay tuned. We got some really important things coming at the bottom of the hour talking about AB 2109 and what's going on with that. Please stay tuned, and This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Just a reminder, you're listening to an encore presentation of Positively Healthy with Dr. Maria Salas this morning on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. And today my co-host is national best-selling author Sarah Fragoso of Everyday Paleo.
Hello, hello.
Welcome again for those of you that are just joining us. Sarah is going to hang out with us today and have some fun. So first, what I need to do is go ahead and go through some shout-outs here. We have upcoming events coming. I am going to be at the 37th Annual Whiskey Town Relays. I'm a sponsor this year. Yay, I'm so excited. And it is Sunday, September 23rd. And have you ever been to the relay?
No, yet? I have no idea what it even is.
Okay, running in a beautiful setting.
Yes.
And what I'm going to be doing there is helping athletes pre and post, you know, soft tissue work,
right?
Taping if they need some taping with kinesio tape and that kind of thing. Whoever wants to run and get a group together, they can register at sweatrc.com. Also, please stop by my booth and register for an opportunity drawing. Going to be giving away Arbonne products, chiropractic services, massage services, as well as a copy of one of Sarah's new book.
Signed copy.
Signed?
Yay!
Okay, she just said signed, guys. We have here.
Confirmation. I'll try and squeeze that in.
Okay, cool. I'm like so excited about that. Okay, yeah. The other thing we've got going on is the Liberty Wine Gala 2012. Please join us as Reading Republican Women Federated present our first annual wine tasting event. So that should be fun. This is a great opportunity to involve your spouses, significant others, and friends while you enjoy some wine and appetizers. And that is going to be happening on Thursday, October 4th at Turtle Bay. We have access to the whole exhibit from 6 p.m. to 8:30. It is $30 per person or $45 per couple. And you can actually get on rrwf1952@gmail.com for questions or just call me. The other thing that I wanted to let you know about that was I wanted to thank all of the wineries that are involved. Morris Estate Vineyard, Mosley Family Cellar, Anselmo, Armillo Estate, Mount Tehama Wine, Alpenceller's Lingo Vineyard. And I'm also so excited about Dr. Chef de Renald catering. He's going to be serving some very French-style delectables, so that should be fun. Okay, whew,
nice.
Got through that. Okay, let's
Are
do
those all North State wineries?
Yes.
Wow.
Of course, local. That's
Heck
what we're
yeah.
doing.
Mm-hmm. We need to do like a little North State wine tour because I feel like there's so many popping up, and it's we're like the next Napa. Look out.
Oh, I know. And the Wine Village, hopefully, possibly coming here in Redding. So, yeah, that's going to be exciting. So, let's get down to this, Sarah.
All right.
Okay. We've got the new cookbook coming out, Everyday Paleo Family Cookbook, which I was actually able to flip through and see the very just warm and almost fall, winter recipes. Loving that. Was that your idea there?
Yeah, there are quite a few of those. A lot of it has to do with the fact that I cook seasonally. So when I was writing this cookbook, a lot of those foods were in season. But I did try to have a variety of seasonal foods so you can use the book year-round. But also my idea with the family cookbook is meals that are comforting, that I know the whole family will enjoy, that you can make in bulk or an abundance of, freeze and save for later. Because families are so busy these days, and it's really daunting for folks who are trying to take on a healthier lifestyle to think, oh my God, I have to cook 3 meals a day for my family of 5 or 6, and then still have a career and still take care of my children and somewhere in there take care of myself as well.
And have a radio show.
And have a radio show. Right. Exactly. And God knows what else falls in your lap when you live in the crazy century that we live in.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I really want to touch on that today. We're going to talk about how easy things can be in your life when you're trying to create a healthy lifestyle. But first, I want to talk about what is paleo.
Sure.
And for listeners that haven't heard that term, it's, you know, it's actually not a new term or anything, but with regard to your style of eating, you want to go ahead and explain some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when people hear paleo, they often think, dinosaurs? Like, what do you eat? And really, I like having that name attached because it gives it a name, but in reality, it's just a natural way of eating. So it's eliminating processed foods. And if we think about foods that are processed, it really kind of whittles down to a very small variety of food is what people think, but it's actually a wide variety of food because people start introducing spices, vegetables, protein sources that they never thought about before when maybe they were eating more out of a box, so to speak. So it really focuses on protein sourced from animals that were raised in a healthy environment. So grass-fed meat, pasture-raised chickens, pasture-raised hogs, eggs. So protein really meaning anything that had a mom or a dad. Which is kind of, oh, people go, what? But it's the easiest way to explain that we're not talking about beans or tofu, but actual animal sources of protein. And then vegetables, preferably organic or those that are in season. Fruits, healthy fats. Fat's a big part of this diet, which, again, people kind of gasp when they hear that at first because we're so thought to or trained to think that fat is bad for us. But in reality, we really need fat for proper hormone function, for cell replacement, for kids need fat in order for them to basically develop and grow properly. So healthy fat like coconut, grass-fed butter, and maybe cream, depending on who you are. Avocado, olive oil, healthy saturated fat.
Yeah, there you go with
fat.
The brain function.
Right,
there. That's
right.
That's part of the healthy lifestyle we're talking about.
Exactly. So that's paleo in a nutshell. And we could talk the whole hour about what paleo is, but there's
totally could.
So much information out there that you know will help people understand exactly what this lifestyle is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So in trying to make it easy for somebody to start this, can you give us some tips as to how easy is it to find clean meat, basically, organic vegetables.
Sure.
I mean, I know what you do, but I want you to share with our listeners.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that is kind of daunting, and I don't want people to also think that they can't eat healthier if they cannot find grass-fed meat or they cannot find organic vegetables, because that is a reality for some folks. But it's becoming more and more accessible. So there's a few websites I'll throw out there for people to go to. Eatwild.com is one where you can find locally sourced grass-fed meat. And a lot of local farmers will have their websites on there, and you can contact them, and you can share grass-fed meat with another family, and it actually becomes very affordable and comparable in price to what you'd find at, like, Costco or Raley's. Also, localharvest.org is another wonderful resource where people can go wherever you live and search out local farmers markets or CSAs, which are farm share cooperatives. So even going to the grocery store now, it's easier and easier to find grass-fed meat and organic vegetables. It's just sometimes a little more expensive than going directly to the source.
Okay.
So lots and lots of information about where to find those products in my book.
Okay.
Too.
And before we go to our next segment, can you please tell our listeners where they can go to find the book again?
Sure. My website is everydaypaleo.com. And you can click directly from my website to where you can find my books. But they are also available in all Barnes & Nobles. My first book, Everyday Paleo, is in all Costco's nationwide. And the new book right now is available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But that will also be in stores September 4th and in some select Costco's September 4th as well.
Okay. And our caller is waiting on the line, so when we come back, we're going to have Sarah help us to introduce him. And again, please stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Reading.
You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family-owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Slow down.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. And today, my co-host is paleo guru Sarah Fragoso. Want to say hi to everyone?
Hey, I think I should be guru et.
Oh,
I mean,
I
guru
like that.
Sounds like
dude.
Ish, right?
Okay.
Doesn't it? Don't you think?
Guru et. Miss Derryville wants to be guru et. I totally get it. It's fine. We have someone waiting on the line, but first I want to finish up a few thoughts here. How have you seen with either clients or friends or even your own family?
Right.
Changing the way you eat in a more cleaner, healthier way. How have you seen that change a person?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we were talking about, well, what this lifestyle or eating this way looks like. But people are like, well, why do I give up grains? They're healthy. They're the big part of the pyramid or my plate or whatever they're doing now. Yeah. And the reality is that our bodies are really not equipped to handle grains. They're really not meant for human consumption. And once people remove grains from their diet, they start to notice things that maybe they thought weren't even health or nutritionally related dissipates. So anything that might be caused by inflammation, anything from skin conditions to high cholesterol to heart disease,
autoimmune
conditions, they tend to either drastically improve if not go away. And with my own issues, I write about in both of my books, I kind of tell in detail what I had going on. I started feeling better within 2 weeks of cleaning up my diet. And of course, I achieved some pretty amazing aesthetic results, but I really want this to be health-focused. So that's why I talk about that more than anything else. My son had chronic eczema basically from the time he was potty trained up until he was four. And within 30 days of taking out dairy and grains from his diet, it cleared up. So now all that's left is just scars for me to be reminded that,
where
wow,
the pigment has lost
because
of itching or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah. Where how just by tweaking his nutrition just a little bit, it cleared up something that we thought he would have to live with forever.
Mm-hmm.
We have clients with EP Life Fit, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. And then just based on my website, hundreds of thousands of people that email in or write in or post on Facebook, astounding things, from my gout has improved to my vision is better to I no longer have to take cholesterol medication. Again, recommend that people read Rob Wolf's book, The Paleo Solution, to learn a lot about the science, visiting my website, Rob Wolf's website,
yes,
tons of information about how this diet can improve not just your health, but your well-being.
Your day-to-day life.
Your day-to-day life.
What,
really.
You know, just like we talked about earlier in the segment, what Rob says is looking better, feeling better, and performing better.
Right.
Which is like acting better, right? You know,
well,
whether
right,
it's mental attitude or actual physical activity. I mean,
yes. And as a mom, for me, just noticing at, like I said, two weeks into eating this way, oh my God, I don't have that 2 o'clock crash in the afternoon where I can't even keep my eyelids open enough to go pick up my kids from school. I remember driving down the road, like slapping myself in the face, or then having to stop and get a sugary coffee drink to get myself jacked up enough to get through the rest of the day. And that's not a way to live, you know? It's like we get into that mode because we think that's the solution. But just by changing some lifestyle factors, you don't really have to be buried in that.
And it can be really simple. And,
right.
And we do have someone on the line right now. And, Sarah, can you help us to introduce, since you're the co-host? Come on, get to work, sister.
I know, I'm working. God. Go, go, go. Everyone always says I talk too fast anyway. I'm going to try and cram it all in.
I know. Help us introduce our next caller.
Yes, we have Jason Seib on the line. And Jason and I own and operate a online fitness and nutrition site called Everyday Paleo Lifestyle and Fitness. It's eplifefit.com. And Jason and I are both trainers. Jason actually owns his own gym in Clackamas, Oregon. It's so beautiful there. I swear, I'm going to say it now, I might end up in Oregon someday.
I know. Don't.
I know,
you guys are going there next weekend.
We're going there next weekend, so I'll get my fix.
Okay.
But Jason is an incredible trainer. He is highly trained in paleo nutrition as well. The guy's too smart for me. I can hardly even stand it. And he humbles me every time we have a conversation. I'm proud that we're partners and happy to be in business with him. So Jason Seib joins us today from Oregon.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
It's Dr. Those Maria.
Those are some awfully kind words, Sarah.
Well,
hey, she wants to make sure she has a bed next weekend.
I am coming to see you next weekend, so.
So maybe we need to actually, like, cook good food and prepare a nice spot for you to sleep.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So you don't make you camp out by the chickens.
Yeah.
what have you guys been talking about today?
Hey, we want to know, what is EP Life Fit, dude?
Oh. Well, it's kind of our answer to the multitudes of people that asked us, you know, when we tell people on Facebook and on our blogs and Sarah's book and everywhere else, where how fitness needs to be as big a part of this as the nutrition, and that they're inextricably tied. People would ask us, you know, how do I get started with the fitness? And we were just at a loss. There's no real great system for us to be able to tell them to follow, to track down a good trainer, to know that they're going to get good education on their movement patterns and the progressions to get them where they want to go. So we just started brainstorming, tried to figure out how we could deliver this online, knowing that we aren't going to be able to be in the same room with any of these people. And EP Life Fit was born. So thus far, it's been really successful. We couldn't be happier with the results. We feel like we're doing everything we set out to do for everybody that comes in and uses the site as, you know, as we intended, and takes us up on all our offers for all of the various services on there.
Right. And so, Jason, before we called you, we were talking a lot about just the nutrition component of a healthy lifestyle. And if you could just touch on real quick before I know we have to go to break here in just a couple of minutes, but if you could just touch on real quickly why is it important that we incorporate movement along with diet, and what should that look like? And how do we explain that on EP Life Fit? How do we make it easy for folks? Because I know people are probably listening thinking, well, I log onto my computer and then what? I've never done a squat or a push-up or a deadlift in my life, so how is this going to make it easier for me, and why do I need to do this and eat right?
Okay. Well, what the reason why the term is diet and exercise, even if that's misunderstood from a lot of people that throw that term around, the reason why it's the term is that way for us is because for 2.6 million years, the same forces that molded the way that we should eat and the adaptive pressures that made us better at eating after eating a specific human diet are also the same forces that said that exercise was required to acquire food. If you were going to, you know, feed yourself, you weren't able to just get up and walk into the kitchen and open up the cupboard of the fridge and yank out some food and be right back to the couch in seconds eating with a mouthful. You have these things are inextricably tied to each other. You had to be able to get up and go move and go acquire that food, and that literally would have been your job. So then the step from there is what kind of movement makes sense, and we look at movements that make us better at being humans. One of the best ways to see that is when we look at children,
Jason,
children of any
Jason,
mammal play.
Jason, it's Dr. Maria. Can I just cut you off, and can we finish when we get back?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Maria with the Positively Healthy Show and Jason Thieves. Thank you so much. Shasta Redding, KCNR, 1460 AM.
You got to make the moment last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
This is Maria Orozco. Join me, the Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Casino in presenting a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets for the evening include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. There will be special entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater Group and Front and Center Dance Studio. In 2012, 62 grants were given. Join us in recognizing those amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Join the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino as we present a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call me, Maria Orozco, at 242-4516. A Year to Remember is made possible through our amazing sponsors.
A reminder, you're listening to an encore presentation of Positively Healthy with Dr. Maria Salas here on AM 1460 KCNR. So if you hear phone numbers today, please do not call.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Dr. Maria of HealthWise Chiropractic, and my studio co-host today is Sarah Fragoso, and we have Jason Sieb on the line, and we're just going to go ahead and finish with what we started last segment. Sure. And so, Jason, you were explaining to us the importance of nutrition and fitness, and we kind of cut you off before you were finished with that. So I'll let you throw in any other pointers that you wanted to talk about. And then let's talk a little bit about EP Life Fit and what people would get from the program.
Okay. Well, the basic movement patterns are just which movements would make us better at being human. So you know, we need to know how to squat and pick things up off the ground.
Right.
And lift objects, but we don't necessarily need to know how to run 10 kilometers at a time.
Right.
That wouldn't have made us better being humans. So on ET Life Fit, what we've done is we've developed a system where we are educating people through an enormous amount of videos with an enormous amount of detail. And then we have a private system set up for them to be able to submit videos of their own movements that only we can see, and then we take screen captures and mark them all up and draw all over them and send them back with explicit detail on exactly how they need to correct these movements. So we've seen an enormous amount of success correcting relatively complicated movement patterns to a point where people have visited my gym that were ET Life Fit members and walked in the gym with immaculate form that we were able to teach them completely on the internet.
So, right, because I think people are fearful of starting an at-home exercise program just for that reason, that they don't want to injure themselves, and there's not someone on that DVD that you put into your television that you buy from, you know, the as-seen-on-television programs that are trying to sell us these fitness programs that tell you, oh, no, you need to push your hips back more, or make sure the weight's in your heels, or here's what you need to correct so that your knees aren't injured, or if you have some sort of injury that you're recovering from, you don't have someone to ask, what do I do to modify this movement, or can I still exercise because of X, Y, or Z? And so with ET Life Fit, we can do that that type of modification, or start you from square one. If your only exercise for the last 20 years has been walking around your house or getting up to go to work, and there are people out there, I was one of them, who hadn't exercised in quite a few years, or if I had, I wasn't doing it properly, and this was, you know, several years ago before I became a trainer. But that's why we created this program, to be as user-friendly as possible and possible for anyone at any level of fitness to know that they're on the right path and that they're going to be safe.
Safe. Most important.
Most importantly, safe, because it's intimidating to walk into a gym and not know what the heck to do. So we offer you the tools to be able to know what to do, whether you're working out from your home gym or you're going to a gym. And you can basically and essentially take us with you so that you know.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. So, we're fun to work out with.
I know. So where do our listeners go to, you know, if they're thinking about starting a fitness program, where can they go and how do they get started?
Jason, you want to tell us all?
www.eplifefit.com. And all of the information that you need prior to signing up is there on that landing page. And we suggest you read through it and kind of get a feel for what it is that we're offering. And then we charge $20 a month for all of this, which is, in our opinion, quite a steal. When you get on there and you realize how much information's on that site, it's really obnoxious. I don't know that anybody could absorb it anymore.
No.
We're to a point now where
If
you signed up now, you'd never get through it all. You
know,
There's too much on there now.
Right, and we should real quick mention the forums, too. It's a whole community of people that are ET Life Fit members where you're going to get more support with nutrition and fitness than you ever thought possible, because often people tackle this on their own. Maybe they don't have a supportive spouse or partner or friend, and they feel alone, and it sometimes feels daunting or impossible. But with ET Life Fit, I know when we first started this, we were kind of joking that we're going to take over Facebook, that this is kind of, you know, the Facebook for people who are focused on health, and that's exactly what it's turned into. And you might join and have a specific question, and it will be answered immediately if it hasn't been already on the forums, where you're going to connect with a whole wide
community
of people from every walk of life that you can get support from. So it's really great that way too.
I think that's a great idea. I know people want to feel supported, and especially when they're trying something new, any type of new motor learning performance type, you know, anytime you learn something new, you have to have that support to make it through. And like what you said, being safe is really important. Anything else, any upcoming events that you guys want to share, or some new seminar or something coming up where you guys might be at? Or
so we're in Grants Pass, Oregon on September 15th. And then where's the next one, Sarah? Where are we in October?
In October, we're down south in October, on October 6th. So if you're interested in attending a workshop that Jason and I might be hosting, go to my website, everydaypaleo.com, and up at the top there's a little tab that says attend a workshop. You can click on that, and there's a list of upcoming workshops that we'll be hosting, which is focused on paleo nutrition. So Yes, September 15th in Grants Pass, Oregon, and October 6th. We are somewhere down south, and I can't even remember where
it's
right
totally
now.
Okay. I get it. So what are you guys doing next weekend? Are you guys, like, doing some more videos, or what's up? Or are you just having fun, I hope?
A little combination work and play. Yeah, our families are getting together. We're bringing the whole crew down to spend time with Jason's family, and we're going to work on our next workshop. We've added 2 hours to our what used to be a four-hour workshop is now a six-hour workshop, so we're just making sure we're ready for that and just talking about nutrition and fitness and all things related.
Okay, cool. Jason.
Eating some good food.
Yes.
Yes. What are you going to eat? Tell us. Are you going to make something from the new book?
I've been told
absolutely.
I'm not cooking.
We're doing that for sure.
So
we've also got some massive steaks on the line. Last time Sarah and John were up here, my wife made some enormous steaks, and John's already been muttering about them a little bit ever since.
Is he trying to tell you? Of course, we're talking about John Fergoso Chiropractic in Chico, California, Sarah's husband.
Right.
Or actually, should I say the husband of the Sarah Fergoso.
Yeah. The husband of.
Yes.
So is he trying to tell you how to make them?
He's trying to say that he wants those same steaks again because last time they were here, they were just amazing, and we talked about them for weeks later.
Okay.
So he wants to make sure that my wife is going to hook us up.
And, dude, you can put it down. I saw you eat before. I'm like, so I was, like, sitting there impressed.
Yeah, Jason has a hollow leg, we're convinced.
Okay.
But it's all good food, so that's okay.
So, Jason, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out here on your Sunday to help us with our pre-recorded show that's going to air Saturday, September 1st from 10 to 11 here on the Positively Healthy Show. And it's just been a pleasure to have you on board. I really enjoyed you meeting in person several months back, and I hope to see you again sometime soon.
Thank you very much,
Jason.
I'm sure
that'll happen. Yeah, no problem. Anytime. If you ever have Sarah back, just let me know. I'll make sure it happens again.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Bye, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know if we have our next caller on yet. We have Don Winkler hopefully coming on board. If not, we'll just talk more about the book here. And, Sarah, any other events for you that you have coming up with the book? Do you have any signings or anything?
I do. My first signing is coming up, I think it's September 7th at Lion in Chico, Lion Bookstore in Chico, California. Okay. And I will put that up on my Facebook page and on my blog since I have so many events on my plate that they're all starting to kind of blend together.
Yeah.
But I believe it is the 7th. It's the week that my book comes out.
Okay.
And so again,
I always share
that.
All that stuff. So for my friends that are friends of, you know, we're not shared yet, I will share your information as usual.
And if you go to the Lion Bookstore website, they have it up there, the exact date and time. So I'll check that, too, and make sure I show up when I'm supposed to.
Yeah, that'd be good,
That
Sarah.
Would be good. They'd probably appreciate that.
L-Y?
L-Y-O-N. Yeah, okay. Lion Bookstore in downtown Chico.
Okay, and that'll be fun. It's been nicer, a little bit less smoke.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We've been kind of living in the smoke basin here in Northern California, which has not been pleasant. So.
No, but thanks to all our firefighters for
doing
such a great job. And,
yes, thank you.
We can only do the best we can with that.
Right. And as far as any other events are concerned, we're trying to set up some more Costco book signings. I had a book signing at Costco in Sacramento a few weeks ago, which was great. And really excited that Costco is carrying Everyday Paleo, my first book, and hopefully they will also decide to carry the second one as well. And we're hoping to see more products in Costco that are lean a little more towards healthier food choices.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you know this, but I do teach a class where I try to actually put together a group where we go out to these different stores and we say, hey, this is Costco, this is Trader Joe's, this is whatever, and these are the things that would be great for you to choose from. And that would be awesome.
Yeah,
put me on a list. So
yeah,
I know.
Definitely.
So our next caller hasn't called in yet, so we'll just keep going on Everyday Paleo Family Cookbook.
Definitely.
This is Dr. Maria Salas of the Positively Healthy Show, and we'll be back with Sarah Fergoso, KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics in genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
UPrep School is going places. Stanford, Harvard, Pepperdine, and you can help the students get there by participating in an annual fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria of the Positively Healthy Show, and today my co-host is Guruette, Sarah Fragoso.
Now that we have that clear.
Yeah, totally clear. Now, we've been, like, having some fun, right? But I want to kind of move over into something a little bit more serious. Our next caller that we have on the line... is a very important person, shall I say, a warrior working hard for us every day on the front lines in Sacramento, on Facebook, and in her everyday life. She is calling in from Quincy, California. She is a very strong citizen, I would say, of California, trying to do her part in saving the rights of parents. Welcome to the show, a Californian against AB 2109, Don Winkler. And is it Kinnitter?
Kinnitetter.
Kinnitetter.
Everybody just knows me as Dawn Winkler in the vaccine world, I guess.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Okay, I like Dawn Winkler. How about you, Sarah?
I like it. Hi, Dawn. It's Sarah Fragoso.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much for having me. This is great.
Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on Sunday. I know you're a busy lady, working real hard.
Working as hard as I can, trying to save our rights. Things are not going in a good direction right now in California.
We actually, Sarah was catching me up. I was not on Californians Against AB 2109 two days ago. But can you remind our listeners what that is, Don?
Yes, absolutely. AB 2109 is a bill that was introduced in February by Dr. Richard Pan, a Democrat pediatrician. And what the bill does is it will require parents to go get or try to obtain a signature from a medical practitioner, very narrow scope of medical practitioners, on their personal beliefs exemption from vaccination. There's no guarantee of getting this signature. So as the law stands right now, parents are able and allowed to simply sign their own personal beliefs exemption form. That's all they have to do. That's all they should have to do. But if AB 2109 passes, they will have to go sit through what they are calling counseling about the risks and benefits of vaccinations and disease, get a signature indicating that they have had said counseling, and that is the only way you will be able to opt out of vaccinations and enroll your child into school. If you don't get the signature, you legally cannot enroll your child in school.
Okay, and this is a big problem for me, and I'm sure Sarah Fragoso here, she has two unvaccinated children, school-age children. I know she has some concerns about this. This is, you said something so important today, Sarah, and I wanted to share it with you, Dawn. Go ahead and say it. I mean, the root problem here is...
Well, I just see this kind of as a slippery slope. As a parent who is very aware of what's happening in our health-related world and tries to make the best effort to make decisions for my children that I know are best for their health and wellness, I see this as that slippery slope of more control from the government and less control from us as parents who have done our research and are making decisions based on that research that we believe is very valid. And I'm afraid that next it's going to be, oh, well, now your child has to eat the school lunches that are provided. And I've heard of this happening elsewhere where if you bring food into school, then it'll be thrown away because this is what we see as being a healthy, well-rounded meal. So therefore your kid, if they're going to participate in a public school, has to then partake in that food. I just, you know, of course I might sound a bit extremist, but it's a scary trend that I'm starting to see here. And also, I'm homeschooling my two boys this year, but they're in a public charter school, and the first thing that comes to mind is that not going to be a choice for me any longer? Will I have to, you know?
You should know that this bill will apply to homeschoolers as well.
Right.
Homeschool is considered a private school in California, so technically you're subject to the same requirements as anyone else. And that's an important message I really want to get out there, is that this bill impacts anyone with children. It'll apply to preschool, daycare, homeschool, charter school, public school, private school. It doesn't matter. And the slippery slope that you mentioned, you couldn't be more correct. You could take the word vaccine out of this bill,
right,
and just insert any other medical procedure or any other thing that the state thinks they know better than the parent about. This completely takes our rights away, and it's unbelievable. In one of the meetings I had sitting in Dr. Pan's office, I repeatedly asked him, because he made the statement that this bill does not take our rights away, so I asked him to please explain to me how this bill does not take my rights away when I don't see traditional practitioners for my unvaccinated child. I don't see any practitioners pretty much because he hasn't needed them. We may go to a chiropractor or go to, some other alternative practitioner that won't be allowed to sign this form. Even if they were allowed to sign the form, it's just against my principles to have anyone sign off on my personal beliefs. That's just not okay.
Yeah, I completely agree. Dr. Maria's agreeing. Sarah's agreeing. We have just another minute here, and I just want to I want you to kind of stay on the line. I want you to come back, and we're going to talk about, Dawn, is where are we at with this today? What can our listeners do about it? And if you could just stay on the line and help us answer that question when we come back, Dawn,
yes,
is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Welcome back, Free Fire listeners. We're talking about something very important. This is Dr. Maria of the Positively Healthy Show, and we have Dawn Weekler on the line talking about AB 2109. And before we left, last time we were talking about, Dawn, where are we at right now? What do we need to do? Remember, this is a pre-recorded show that is going to be airing on Saturday, September 1st. So I know some of it's going to be too late, but on Facebook, Sarah and I, on our websites, we can share. So where are we at and what can we do?
Right now, the assembly members will be voting on Monday, but that'll be after, too late for September 1st. Mm-hmm. So people need to check online. They can go to calivaxchoice.com. That's calivaxchoice.com. And that's where the most up-to-date information will be posted. Or you can join the Californians Against AB 2109 Facebook page, and we will have what people need to do there. Most likely, we're going to need people to contact Governor Brown and ask for a veto. So we're going to want people to be calling, faxing, everything they can do to let Governor Brown know that, AB 2109 violates our parental rights, violates religious freedom, violates medical freedom, and that we cannot have this bill in California.
We totally agree right here, and I believe in our area, Redding, well, it's going to be too late, but I believe that's Jim Nielsen, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and I know that Dr. Tim O'Shea had wrote an amazing fax that you could send in. I will repost that on my Facebook page as well. But where can we go, or is there a pre-written letter that we can add to our personal experience, or is there something on Californians Against AB 2109?
Yes, there's a files tab on the Californians Against AB 2109 Facebook page that has a number of really good documents that people can either use them as they are, or change them, add to them, but we've had some really good examples of letters come in that are actually directed at Governor Brown. So those will be there. We'll make sure they're also on the CaliVaxChoice.com website. So absolutely, there will be plenty of good ideas, letters that people can use just exactly as they are, or, you know, tweak them and make them their own, which okay. We always recommend doing that if you have time.
And, you know, I want to just drive this whole point home. I mean, no matter what political affiliation you're affiliated with, whatever side you're on, if you believe in vaccinations or not, I mean, I think the main point here is that these are our rights that are being taken away from us, slowly chiseling them away. And this is a huge one. I know for Sarah, she has two kids that are in school. You know, I haven't had the pleasure yet, but just the thought of, you know, mm-hmm. possibly having a kid out there that has to do what the government says with right. regard to medication, basically.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Not good for you medication?
Right. Absolutely. Right. Scary.
Mm-hmm. Very, very scary. And like Maria was saying, we were talking about earlier, it's obviously a controversial subject, but just as a parent, no matter what your thought system or belief system might be in regards to vaccination, please just consider the fact that our rights are being taken away from us. And that's where we all should stand up together, united, despite whatever our beliefs might be on that particular subject.
Well, what's next?
Right.
What's the point? Right.
Right. What's next? Right.
Maybe exactly. We should. I mean, parental rights should be something that we all value, what, no matter, you know, whether we disagree on specific issues or not.
Mm-hmm.
We all have should have the right to raise our children as we see fit and make medical decisions for them without the state interfering.
I agree. That's it right there. And just to make a little point that you had mentioned to me, Don, we have like 2 minutes left here. This did pass. It did go through the Senate already, and Doug LaMalfa did vote no on that. I just want the listeners to know you had mentioned that to me.
Yes, Doug LaMalfa is very, very supportive of parental rights and of the Constitution and our freedoms.
And that's why I support Doug LaMalfa. So
absolutely.
You know.
You've been listening to the best of Dr. Maria Salas on today's edition of Positively Healthy. Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. How close is Iran to building a nuclear weapon? 10 days before the U.S. and other nations are scheduled to discuss this with his government, Iran's leader said today his country has a right to do whatever it wants with its nuclear materials,
insisting that Iran's nuclear program is only for peaceful civilian purposes. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei did say that if Iran does want to build a nuclear weapon, it had the right to do so, no matter what the Western world says.
You want to stop this, and you can't, and the Iranian nation will do what it has a right to do.
Israel and other Middle Eastern countries continue to push for some type of military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities, but many Western and military analysts say a military strike would probably not be completely effective and would probably only set back Iran's nuclear ambitions by a few years.
Fox's Connor Powell in Jerusalem. In southern Pakistan, at least 63 people died in an explosion at a crowded vegetable market.